We're starting Chazara from Gimel on the base. Good, four lines from the bottom. Ibai Zayman, the Gemara is interpreting Pshat in a Braisa. The Braisa says something about an Oinus. Machmas Oinus, then you don't have to observe the Takana getting married on a Wednesday afternoon. What is Machmas Oinus? So the Gemara says, perhaps it's alluding to the following situation. Everything is prepared for the wedding. They thought they're going to have the wedding on Wednesday afternoon. And they're cooking and baking and preparing everything. They had no freezer, so they're cooking everything a couple of days in advance. And then one of the parents dies. So we allow them to postpone the kvura and to have the wedding because of the hefsid mammon involved over there. Because if they'll start to do the kvura right away, they'll observe the mitzvah, the Torah kov dikvureta by yamahu. So do the kvura right away, they have to observe Avelis. They'll observe Avelis, they won't be able to have the wedding. There's going to be a tremendous hefsid mammon in such a situation. We have to be postpone the kvura a little bit, and then you have the chuppah bo bilas mitzvah uporesh. Noeg shivas yemei hamishtava hakach noeg shivas yemei avelis. Just like on Yontif, if someone dies on Yontif, so you don't begin the Shiva right away, you only begin, you do the Kvura Chalamoy, or on Yontif Rishon, Ayidei Nochrim, or Yontif Sheni, Ayidei Yisrael, but you don't begin, one doesn't begin the Shiva till after Yontif is over, because the day that's labeled the Yontif cannot be called the Shiva. It's a Tarte Desasu. See here also, the Shiva Simei HaMishteh is a Yontif L'Gabi D'Chosen Kalam. It's not a Yontif all of Kalam, it's also a Yontif L'Gabi D'Chosen Kalam. So, first is noig shivis mei hamishter, v'chakach noig shivis yemei avelos. Cholosam hayomim, the whole 14 days, the 7 days of shivis yemei hamishter, with the 7 days of shivas yemei avelos, hu yoshem ben anoshem, v'hi yishena ben anoshem, is an issa yichud. What is there an issa yichud? What do you mean? A couple is married and a parent dies and there's a din yichud? There's not an Issa Yichud. Special over here, there's an Issa Yichud. Why? Because we bent the halacha a little bit. We went out of our way to allow them to get married, to postpone the kfura. We permitted them to get married because of the hefsid mamon. So we're afraid that because we allowed them to violate the Issa Ravelis, what exactly are they violating over here? The Avelis al Pidin, when does the Avelis begin? So the Gemara says the Avelis begins after Stimus HaGoylo. That's on our base. On Dalin on the base. What do you mean the Avelis begins? What part of Avelis begins after Stimus HaGoylo? So that's a Machloikas, Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos' opinion is Avelis begins right away with the death of the relative. You have to observe Avelis. Certain aspects of Avelis are understood that it doesn't make sense that they should apply before the kvura. So osa lotzes me pesach beisach. You're going to say over osa lotzes me pesach beisach. God's going to go take care of the kvura, but he's not allowed to wear shoes. Tell me, not allowed to wear shoes. How he's going to go to the cemetery? It's very difficult today. It's not so difficult today. You can wear sneakers, but in the days of the Gemara, they had no thing as had no such thing as sneakers. So you have to allow certain aspects of Avelus are self-understood in order to should be able to take care of the Kvura. But Tosfos' opinion is that all the other laws of Avelus begin right away in Shas Misa. So what does the Gemara say that the Avelus doesn't begin until after Stimus HaGolo, Machalek Zablezen, Rabbi Yeshua, and that's the Paskin only after Stimus HaGolo. Whenever there's Machalek Zablezen, the Gemara says, Rab Lezer Shamutehu. So we really passed like Rab Lezer. Rab Lezer was from the Bishamai. So his sheetahs reflect the minority opinion. We passed like Rab Yeshua against Rab Lezer on the bottom of Dalar of the days. So that means the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Shiva, there are Isurim and there are Kiyumim. So the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Avelus is only after the Stimus HaGoyim. There are Isuri Avelis on Noig right away, but the Kiyum Avelis is only after Stimus HaGoyim. Yeah. According to the Rambam, none of the Dinam of Avelis begin until after Stimus HaGoyim. The Rambam's opinion is that Avelis doesn't have any Isur. It's only Kiyumim. So since the Kiyum of Avelis only begins after Stimus HaGolus, and nothing applies before. You never have an Isur Avelis that's separated from the Kiyum Avelis. Let's say someone dies and is buried on Yontif or on Chol HaMoed. So you're not going to begin the Shiva till after Yontif. So what about the first couple of days, the first week? What aspects of Avelis apply? So according to Tosfos, all the Dvarim Shebetzin are Noy. All of Hilchos Avelis will be Noy. You can't observe Avelis Befer Hesya. That's in violation of Yonti. Even on Shabbos, Shabbos is Oyle Lemin Yeshiva, but one only observes Avelis Betzina. You don't observe Avelis Befer Hesya. So on Yontif also the same thing. According to Tosfos, Avelis begins right after the Miso, even before the Kvura. And the Niyug Avelis won't begin, the Kiyum HaMalois of Shiva won't begin till after Yontav is over. You can't superimpose a shame he may evil on the days of Yontav. That's a tie to the Sasri on the day. It can't be that it's both a Yom Tov and as well a Yom Avelis. So the Kiyum of the Malos of Shiva has to begin after Yontav is over. But Taisa's opinion is that you can have Yisuri Avelis without the Kiyum. According to Tosfos, that's always the case. Before Stimus HaGolus, Yisuri Avelis begins. According to Tosfos, Avelis Bitzina is on Regel. When Akoibres Mesa Beregel, one begins Avelis right away. According to the Rambam, it's not so. The Rambam holds that you never have any Yisuri Avelis divorced from the Kiyum HaMitzvah Avelis. So according to the Rambam, Akoibres Mesa Beregel doesn't begin to observe any aspects of Avelis till after Yontav is over. Misha Mesa Mutalafonim has special dinim. Misha Mesa Mutalafonim, we call it the Anoinen. Misha Mesa Mutalafonim has special dinim. One of the dinim is Ein Oichel Basam Ein Shoyse Yayin. That's not one of the dinim of Avelus. During Avelus Shiva, one is permitted to have Basam Yayin. That's a separate din, because since it's Mutalol of Lakavroi, so we say, let him not eat Basam Yayin. Shemi Yimosha Chachasudosoi. He may get so involved in eating the boss of a yayin, he may be negligent as far as taking care of the kfura. So that's a separate issue. So also, one of the dinim is, he's also betash mishamita. So Taisa says, also betash mishamita. That shows all the dinim of Avelus, all the dinim of Shiva begin right away after Misa. It's just that certain things you have to be mekel on. Also, lots of pesach base you have to be mekel. Also, menila sasandal you have to be mekel. Otherwise, how will he possibly take care of the kura? The fact that he's also betash mishamita, Tosis takes it, that's a simon. There are all the other aspects of shiv play. According to the Rambam, it's not so. Just like there's a separate Easter. Also, lechol basav, also lishtas yayin. That's a separate Easter that doesn't apply in the middle of Shiva. So, to over here, also betash mishamita is a separate Easter. We don't want him. She gets so involved in Tashim Shamita. He'll be mezalzal in the kvurim. So it's a separate issue. It's not part of the din that all the laws of Avelis begin before. According to the Rambam, the laws of Avelis don't begin. Yeah. The one exception to the rule is over here. It says that even after the kvura, he's also betashim shamita for 14 days. Kolosim ayamim, the 7 days of Shivasim HaMishta and the 7 days of Shivasim HaEvel, he's also betashim shamita for 14 days. Why is it also for the 7 days of Shivasim HaMishta? If there's no, according to the Rambam, you never have Isuri Avelos, you only have an Isur Tashim Shamita before the Kvura, like a separate Isur, Lechol Basa Belush Tisiayin. So what's over here? Why is he also betashim shamita? A separate Easter over here. Why should it be a separate Easter? That's a problem. According to the Rambam, why is there an Easter of the Tashmi Shamita? Then the Gemara says, because this case is a special case, because we bent the halacha a little bit, we were mekel that they can postpone the kvura and have bilas mitzvah. In order to establish the Shivas Yimei HaMishta, in order to push off the Shivas Yimei Avelis later. So it's also B'tash Mishamita for the 14 days. And you need a Shmira. Hu Yoshem Dein HaNashim, Ishti Yishen Bein HaNashim. Epsan Issa Yichud. Normally there is no Issa Yichud when someone is married. And either the husband or the wife is in Avelis, there is no Issa Yichud. Special din over here because we... because we were mezalzel in the Hilchos Avelus a little bit over here. So that's why they're afraid that they may get carried away with themselves. So we say there's an Issa Yichud over here. This is certainly not the normal Issa Yichud. Normal Issa Yichud is Yichud Arayis. Yichud Arayis is Chayvi Krisis Alpi Pashtus. That's the question. What about Chayvi Lam Issa Yichud Penuya? The Gemara says David Gozer Aleh. David HaMelech was Gozer. But Yichud Arayis, the Gemara says, is Daraisa. Pasha Pshat, it really means that it's a real Din Daraisa. This hold that it's only an Asmachta, but it was there before the days of David HaMelech. That if it's a Din Darabanan, it was there before the days of David HaMelech. So that's the question. When the Gemara talks about Yichud Arayis, does that only apply to Yisurei Kores? Or even to Yisurei Lavim? Let's see, Akoyim Begrusha. Halacha Ma'aseh this certainly is a yichud panuya penuya. David was goes a yichud penuya, so certainly also over him. But the question is, maybe it's an iser deraisa, maybe it's included in yichud arayis, or maybe not. Maybe arayis means arayis only chayvi krisis. That's the question. So the prisha and this commentary on the bottom of the Torah in Ebenezer brings a raya from the Gemara. And the Keren Ur brings the Rai, and the Chazon Ish brings the Rai, and they discuss whether the Rai is a valid Rai or not. The Gemara in the first Perek in Maseches Soto discusses the situation. A man lives very far away from Yerushalayim. And it's going to take him a long time till he takes his wife to the Beis HaMikdash to have a drink to Maim HaMarim. So on his way traveling to the Beis HaMikdash, he did Kinoi, Ustira, he was Choshed his wife, yes, he's having Znus. And then she didn't listen to him. She says, you're paranoid, you're sugar, I'm not doing anything wrong. So she doesn't have to listen to him, but she'll become Asura Baila. It's Baila Bahir. Baila Bahir, there's no Issa Yichud. Or if it's her brother, her father, so there's no Issa Yichud. So if the Kina Stir, she becomes Asura Baila. That's an Issa Essay. In Itmo, if you have a Saita Vada, the Gemara said that's an Issa Lav. The Yichud Baila Rishon, Ashishil Chalosh Shalakach, the Achar Ashehu Tamo. So the Yichal, the Kachto, Achrei Asher Tamo, goes on a Saita Vadei. When we talk of Saita, we usually mean a Saita Sofi, with the Kino Yastira. And a Saita Vadei is an Eshes Ishezinza. So that's a Saita Vadei. So a Saita Vadei is a Lav. A Saita Sofi is only an essay. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. There should be an Issa Yichud when the husband is taking his wife. He's traveling to bring his wife to the Beis HaMikdash. Then they have to sleep overnight in a motel. So you have to rent two different rooms. He's married to his wife. He's been married to his wife for the longest time already. So because now she became a Saita Asur al Baila, so is there an Issa Yichud? So there's no Kores. While Saitasa, there's no Kores. If it would be a Saita Vade, it would be a Lav. If it would be a Saita Safik only, it would be an Issa Esse. So why does the Gemara talks as if it's included in the Din of Yichud Deraisa? The Gemara just discusses there's a Heta Yichud by Yishto Nida. Why is that? Et the Yichud by Ishta Nida. Every month he's going to have an Issa Yichud with his wife. So the Gemara says that it's Pas Bisalo. He knows. And after a week or two, his wife will be made love. So that's why the Yetzirah is not so overpowering. So then the Gemara says, Asfar Nasenes, that there's no Issa Yichud. The Pasuk says that there's an Issa Yichud. We learn that from a Pasuk there's an Issa Yichud. Then it's Lamasara Kosvel Lachachamim. When does it make sense to say that you don't have to worry? So the Gemara says children with their son with the mother, a daughter with a father, there's no Issa Yichud, a brother and a sister. The Gemara says a little bit. There's a no Issa Mesyached Adam Imachosa, Velo Dori Imachosa. Let's say a brother and a sister both come from out of town. They don't want to rent two different apartments. They want to rent one apartment in New York to stay together. So the Gemara says that's not permissible. To live bikvias in the same apartment for a longer period of time, that's not allowed. That's a shaila. How long is a longer period of time? That's very unclear. Big machlekes haposkim. So the Gemara says that a parent with a child or a grandparent with a grandchild is no Issa Yichud. We assume it's not. There isn't going to be a yetzirah. That's very rare. That people practice that kind of incest with a parent or a grandparent and a grandchild. Eishes ishes, maisa mechalyayim, that people violate eishes ishes. There's a real Issa Yichud. A brother and a sister, that kind of incest is rare, but it's not as rare as a parent with a child or a grandparent with a grandchild. So that's why the din is that Odom misyachid emachosa, velo dor emachosa. There's no Issa Yichud, but he's not allowed to live bikvius with the sister.
Is that Mr. Deresa?
Pashto says that it isn't Issa Deraisa, that lo Dori Machoso, yeah. Pashto says that the Issa Yichud sometimes does apply, sometimes not. If it's Bikvius, then it's an Issa Deraisa. That's the Pashto. So Ishta need also, because Ishla Pas Besalo, so there's no Issa Yichud. So that's a Shaila. The Tanaim have a Machlekes in the Mishnais, in the first Perek in Sota. The husband is on his way traveling to Kedivish Alayim with his wife to have a drink to Mayim Amorim in the Beis HaMikdosh. So he knows that if she'll drink the Mayim Amorim, she'll be Meteres Labailos. And maybe that's called Yesh Lo Pas Besal. Yeah, but it's not as Vadai as Nida every month. He knows she's a Nida for so long, and Shai, and then sometimes a little longer than other months. But she's not going to be a Nida forever. So he knows that that's Pas Besal. Here, it may turn out that she is going to get sick. Who says that it's called Pas Besal? It may turn out that she's going to start turning colors. And she's going to get sick. It means that the Mayim Amorim was by the Kurd that she's Asur al Baila. If she survives the whole, there's nothing poisonous about the Mayim Amorim. It doesn't taste good because you mix in Lokach HaKoyim Mikarka and Mishkan, you mix in a little sand. So the sand is not poisonous, but it doesn't taste good. So that's the whole thing is a miracle. That's the one and only place where the Torah promises a miracle throughout all the future generations by Parsha Saita. That if the woman drinks the Mayim Amorim and nothing happens to her, she doesn't get sick, she doesn't turn colors, then the Torah promises this is a birah that the husband is allowed to live with his wife, that she's the hoira. And if she starts turning color, she starts getting sick, then it's a birah, a miraculous birah, that she's guilty. So the Tanaim have machlekes, they consider this the same as Soita Asura al-Bala, but it's Yesh Lo Pas Besalo. So here also, he's on his way to Yerushalayim, on his way to have a drink to Mayim Amorim. That's going to be the end of the story, and Shai. Or do you say, no, that may be the end of the wife. It may not be the end of the story. And maybe he's saying, Ein Lo Pas Besal. So that's a Machleg Zadayim. So the pre-show with the Keren Oira, with the Chazon Ish, they say, from that Gemara, it would appear as if the Issa Yichud Arayis is not restricted only to Chavi Krisis. It sounds as if it applies to all Chavi Laman as well. Akoyim Begrusha would be an Issa Deraisa, not just because she's a Pnuya, Yichud Pnuya, David Gozo Aleho. No, it sounds like a Kayim Begrusha is an Issa Lav. Whenever there's an Issa Lav, it's included in Yichud Araisa, that it's Osman Atar. Unless one will insist, the Gemara has an idea in the first Perek in Yevamos and Daf Yud Aleph, that Soita is different from all the other Isurim because Tumah Ksiv Bo Karayis. The case of a Soita is described by the Chumash V'Nitma'o. And the nitmo has the connotation of arayis, like it says, "Al titama b'chaleila ki b'chaleila nitmo ha'goyim asher lefnechem." So tuma has the connotation of gilui arayis, and maybe soita lebailo. The chumash happens to be talking about soita sofek. A soita vaday has a lap. Soita sofek only has an essay. But still, it says v'nitmo. So v'nitmo, the gemara has a svar that tuma ksiv bo arayis. Maybe it's considered Gilei Arayis, even though it's only a Soita Sofik, even though it's only an essay. Maybe a Grusha Lekoyim will not be included in the Issa Yichud Arayis. So that's a debate that Achronim have on the Gemara in the first Perek in Soita, when the Mishnahis talk about the Issa Yichud on the way to Yerushalayim.
The Gemara says there is an Issa Yichud.
Isn't there? They can't. Machlekes HaTanoim, yeah.
And we pass in like...
I don't remember. Gotta take a look. It's important to know that there's a machlokes, and it's also more important to know what the maskon is. Yes, I don't remember. Got to take a look.
There's an isser of kashrus the 7 days of Shiva also, because it says it's no isser. I mean, why is it? Why the Tosfos brings the raya? It says the dead giveaway from here that is isser. But the Rambam also is an Issa.
Right, this Gemara is beferish that there's an Issa Tashmish for the 7 days of Shivas Me'amishta, even though the Shivas Me'avelas don't begin till after the Shivas Me'amishta. So Taisa says from this Gemara is right that Akarvis Mesa Beregel, and the one doesn't begin the Shiva till after Regel, but the Suri Avelas begin right away. Issa Tashmish Shamita begins right away. And the Rambam holds no, but then when the Gemara says that the Vorm Shabbatsina, Anoyeg beregel, it's only this regel over here, this regel of the chosen, Dvarm Shebetzin Anoyeg. And a real regel, Dvarm Shebetzin Anoyeg. No, before the kvura. Yeah, according to the Rambam, tasha mita with pigpe. Akoves meisa bar regel, and the shiva does begin to left the regel. So according to the Rambam, tasha shamita would be also before the kvura.
Yeah.
Like basa v'yayin is also before the kvura. That he shouldn't get so involved. They'll be negligent.
Right.
As far as the kvura is concerned, but after the kvura is finished already, then according to the Rambam, it'll be a hetter tashma shamita the whole time. Dvam shevitzina not osa beregel, only osa b'shabbos. But the Gemara says here, dvam shevitzina noig beregel goes on the chosen is doing the regel. Chosen has a din like regel. So why? That's a pella. Why should it be so?
The Rambam holds. I understood that he holds there's no isurim on beregel. Isn't that it?
No, you never have these surim separate from the kiyum.
He considers that a new avelus,
it's an if the regal is up and then he mizoh shivas hemei avelus, so then not allowed to have tashv shamita constitutes a nihug of the kiyum mitzvah of nihug avelus. But that's only after yontif is up. But on yontif there is no kiyum avelus. It can't be a kiyum avelus, but nonetheless, Tosafos holds that tashem shamita is also beregel, even though kavus meisa beregel doesn't begin the shiva to lift the regel. So Tosafos holds, you see from the Gemara, you can have an isa tashem shamita, you can have all the isuri avelus before they constitute a kiyum of avelus. The Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds this is the only exception to the rule. By the Chosen, it's an exception to the rule that you have the isuri avelus on noig before the kiyum avelus.
Didn't we before suggest the possible answer to the Rambam that maybe here you can say it will be kiyum because it's not so much of a tardi d'sasri, maybe because it's derabbanan or because it's just very yachid? But before we tried to give a knowledge.
Yeah, there must be some teretz, okay. But it's difficult. It is a difficulty. What else? The Gemara Kel quotes another situation. There's a new gzeirah. There's a new gzera that there's an isa yichud over here. Then the Gemara has another gzera that a pirsa nida koydim bir rishayna, chos and kala get married, and then she's pirsa nida before bir rishayna, so it's an isa, there's an isa yichud. So normally there's no isa yichud by ishta nida, because it's pas pesal, special over here. The question is this an isa deraisa or is this an isa derabbanan? So Achronim point out from the Rambam is mashma that ish the nida koydim birishon is an isa yichud deraisa. The Rambam writes an ilchus yisuri bia. He says there's an isa yichud with harayas. And then he says it's only mutter ish the nida acha birishon. Then there's no isa yichud. Sounds like ish the nida koydim birishon is a regular, falls under the regular isa deraisa of yichud harayas. That's the pashtus. That's the question whether ishta, whether nida the baila is an Issa Gili Arayis. There's Kores, but there's Kores, one who eats Chometz B'Pesach, there's Kores, one who eats on Yom Kippur is also Kores, one who does Malacha B'Shabbos is also Kores. Not every case of Kores is called Gili Arayis. Here it's an Issa Biu with Kores. So that sounds like that Nida is Gili Arayis. On the other hand, whenever someone violates an Issa Arayis, an Issa Biu with a Kores, so usually we would say Enki Dusha Topsim Mechavi Krisis. And if they have a vlad, the vlad would be a mamzer. The Gemara says that ishta nida is an exception to the rule. The vlad is not a mamzer, and kiddusha natopsin be nida. Usehi nidasa olav. The Gemara has a drasha. Usehi is miloshen havaya. Afila b'shas nidasa tehi bo havaya. You can be mekadesh nida, and the kiddushin will be topsin on a nida. So that's a question. Nida is clearly an exception to the rule. The question, exception to which rule? An exception to the rule that despite the fact that it's Gili Arayis, nonetheless the Vlad is not a mamzer and Kiddusha Natovsin? Or do you say no? The fact that Kiddusha Natovsin and the Vlad is not a mamzer, that's a chocha that Nida Labaila is not Gili Arayis. And it's an exception to the rule that even though it's an Isabiyah with Kares, it's not included in Gili Arayis. So this is a major machlokes of Rishayim. So this is a Rabbi Natan on the first Mishnah in Yevamos. In our Tosis on Beis Amud Aleph in Yevamos, Tosis alludes to it a little bit, but they don't fully spell it out. If you look in the Sefer Yosher, Rabbi Natan, he spells it out Mufurish. He has the Tosis from Beis Amud Aleph in Yevamos, and he says, Nida Lebaila is not Yehorek Val Yavar. because it's not arayis. The Rabbein Tam understood that neither is an exception to the rule. Exception to which rule? Despite the fact that this koris is not called gili arayis. And the Rambam is mashma faker. The Rambam writes, hanida b'chlal ha'arayisi. Neither is included in arayis. And he says that there's an iser yichud with arayis. And the exception to the rule is ishta nida la'ach abir rishayna. Then there's no isa yichud. Ishta nida kodim bir rishayna, there would be. Someone had a shaila the other day. I was at a bris this morning, so he just gave me the follow-up. He has a couple who live in his community. The husband is Jewish and the wife is not Jewish. And it's a scandalous situation. So finally he got the husband to be a little more observant, and he got the wife to develop an interest in Judaism. And she's learning and she's going to convert. So she's going to convert, and then they're going to shtel a chuppah, they're going to get married. So now she's pirsa nida, but she's not Jewish. Pirsa nida, she's not Jewish. So the question is, if she'll be toivel in the mikveh now, in the middle of the Riyaz Dam. She was pirsa nida on Friday, so she'll have a Riyaz Dam for a couple of days. So that per se is not a chatzitza. If you have dam lach on the body, that's not a chatzitza. If you have dam yovish stuck on the body, then the Gemara says it's a chatzitza. You have dam lach on the body, it's not a chatzitza. So she can be toivel in the mikveh, she can be megar when she's a nida. Question is, if a woman started the Riyas Nida when she was a Nochris, by Nochrim there is no din of Nida. But then the dam continues to flow after she becomes a Giyaris, does that make her into a Nida? Or do you say no? It goes Basa Haskolos Ariya. So since Haskolos Ariya was Benochri Yusa, maybe she doesn't have a din of a Nida. Maybe she's Materis. Even if the dam is flowing, maybe she's Materis. But on the assumption that she's Asura. So the question is there going to be an Iser Yichud? They've been living together for years. They have a child already. They have a 5-year-old child. What do you mean? He's so madly in love with her. It's Ishna Nida, Koydin Bir Rishon. We're talking about religious people. They didn't touch each other the whole time. So Pearson Nida, Koydin Bir Rishon, he's going to be so involved in his desire to be with the girl. So we say it's an Issa Yichud. But here, how can you say there's an Issa Yichud? They're married already for years. So there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch, let's say, Machzik Gerushasai. A fellow was married, and then he divorced his wife. And then a couple of years go by, he decides he's going to remarry the wife. You're not allowed to be Machzik Gerushasai Mishenisis La'acher. If she marries someone else in between, you're not allowed to remarry a wife. A Kohen is not allowed to be Machzik Gerushasai, because it's a Grusha L'Kohen. But if one is not a Kohen, then he's Mutta B'Grusha, so he's Mutta B'Grusha Satzma also, provided that she didn't marry anybody else in between. She was mezan in between also, she's materis labailam. But if she was niskacha in between, then she's asur albailam. That's a machloikis atonaim. Only machzik grushas misha nisis, a machzik grushas misha niskacha. We paskin misha niskacha, even loy nisis. But that's a machloikis atonaim.
And when was she being mezan? At what point in her nidus?
Third day. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. She was supposed to be toivel in the mikveh today. So the rabbi saw me at the bris, they decided they don't want to have a sloppy mess, so they're going to wait till after the nidus is going to end. So the shayla was, is there going to be an issa yichud? So the pashtus says that not.
So according to both the Rabbein Tam and the Rambam, there is an issa d'oraisa of nidah with a regular nidah? A regular woman nidah,
pnuya nidah. Ishto nidah?
No, pnuya with a nidah.
Pnuya nidah?
They both were
According to the Rambam, yes. The Rambam says Beferish. According to the Rabbein Tam, Rabbein Tam claims that a nida is not arayis at all. It's an isa lav. But it could be that by an isa lav, that's the other shayla we had. There's the isa yichud de araisa. There still be an isa yichud de rabban because dobi goes of alapnuya. Would there be an isa de araisa? So that was the question. The Gemara in the first parak in Saita discusses when the husband is taking his wife to Yerushalayim, is there an Issa Yichud? The Gemara says the worst it can be, it's going to be an Issa Lav if it's a Saita Vada. He's taking his wife, she's a Saita Safik. Saita Safik is only an Issa Resi, it's not even a Lav. And nonetheless, the Gemara talks about an Issa Yichud. Maybe it's Mutta because it's like Nido, the Yeshla Pas Bisalo. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. Is it the same as Nido or is it not the same as is nida? Can you say that it's yesh l'pas b'sal? So several achrayim want to say, see from the Gemara, that even if there's some other Issa, it does not be an Issa Karis. Whenever there's an Issa, Kain Begrusha, that'll be an Issa Yichud Araisa, included in Yichud Araisa. And others want to dingzach and say, no, that Tumak Sivbak Araisa, Saita is an exception to the rule. But normally, if you have just a Grusha Lekain, that's an Issa Bia, that's not called an Issa Araisa. That's an Issa Bia, then there's no Issa Yichud Araisa. So that would be the Shahir. If according to Rabbi Natam, that you don't say Yehorek Balyava by Nida, because that's what the Rabbi Natam talks about. You say Yehorek Balyava by Ishta Nida. Rabbi Natam holds that you don't. He says that it's not an Issa Gili Arais. So it could be that it would depend on this Machloike Sacharonim. Would there be an Issa Yichud de Araisa with a single girl who's a Nida? So if you say that Arais is Davka Arais, he holds that the Nida is not Arais. But if you say any Issa Bia, even with a Lav or an essay, is an Issa Yichud de Araisa. So it could be that Yichud of a Nida would be de Araisa. Even Nida Pnuya will be de Araisa.
Ad Achshav, they've been living in Isser, Yichud and everything, the couple. They're pushing off the Tila, she's still going to be a Goya until Tuesday, and she's still going to be living in the same house as her husband.
He's trying to encourage them that they shouldn't be living together. They're still living in the same house together, yes.
And Havchana, after the Geirut, is also going to be a problem? Is she going to eat Havchana?
Havchana. In the days of the Gemara, it was common that a woman who was pregnant would have a period.
Wow.
Today it's very rare. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that if the woman just had a period, a regular period, then that's a hechocha that she's not pregnant. So by a giyores, we paskin that it's not a loiplum. By an eishes ish, whose husband died or divorced her, so there we say it's a loiplug of Eliyahu Eliyahu. And Eliyahu Navi will come and say that she's not pregnant. So it's a loiplug, you always have to wait 3 months. Tzadik Beis Yom. But by a Gioris, we assume it's not a loiplug. So whenever the woman had a normal period, you know that she's not pregnant. So then we would say that itself is the Rechocha. So you don't need any more Havchona for that. Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't require another, but we don't know that she claimed that she was a Nida. We don't know that she's really a Nida.
It's her Avera. We're not there.
No, but then why would the Gemara says you need to have Chana of 3 months? So I need a Chana of 3 months. Because, yeah. So that I thought the assumption is because after 3 months, that way the Rabban will be able to determine whether she's pregnant. She'll be able to determine she's pregnant after a month. But 3 months is because we have to be able to determine she's pregnant. So shouldn't we require her to do like a regular.
What if you're going to have Chana for 3 months? What if they're going to cheat?
I thought you can use a pregnancy test for a Gioris, yeah. So why wouldn't they have her use a pregnancy test in this case?
It's the same thing. She says that she had a Rias Nida, so that's the pregnancy test. That shows that she's not pregnant.
Then why the Gemara saying you need 3 months? The Gemara saying you need that she has to make sure it's 1 month.
In the days of the Gemara, it was much more common that a pregnant woman would have a Rias Nida. Today it's very uncommon.
They themselves won't know that they're pregnant?
Yeah. So here there's a machlekes harishonim, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Yerodei Hilchas Nida quotes a machlekes derived in another rishonim. When the Gemara says, Hu Yoshem Bein Anoshim, Ishti Yishenim Bein Anoshim, is this identical with the din of Yichud? You have to avoid the violation of Yichud? If it's a regular din of Yichud, so it's Yichud. Yichud is also Bein Bayom and Bein Balailo. And in order to avoid Yichud, you have to have somebody else there. Or should I say, no, this has nothing to do with Yichud. This is a separate din. You need a double Shmira. That's what the Rabbit holds. The Rabbit wrote a Sefer Balei HaNefesh. And the laws of Taras HaMishpacha and the laws of Mikvos. And quoted in Yoridei a lot from the Balei HaNefesh. So the Rabbit's opinion is that this Issa Yichud is only Balailo, not Bayom. Balailo doesn't mean if the Tzei Sakrat. Balailo means when they're ready to go to sleep. Bayom means when they're not ready to go to sleep. Balailo means when they're going to sleep. And so he holds number one, the Gzeira is only Balailo, not Bayom. And he holds number two, Balailo, when you have the Gzeira, it's not sufficient just to avoid violation of the Issa Yichud. You have to have a double Shmir. Hu Yoshim Ein Anoshim. the Ishti Yishayna Bein Anoshim. So the Ravid quotes, the Ramah quotes this L'chumra in both directions. He said, one should be careful, if Pirsa Ishta Nida, Koidnam Bir Yishayna, you should Asa Yichud even by Yom. Shouldn't allow even Yichud by Yom, not like the Ravid who says it's Mutter. And then Balayla, we should be Choshish for the Ravid Shita, that you need a double Shmir. You go L'chumra in both directions. So that's what motivated the Ravid to say it, because by Avela's case, it's Ishta Nida Achabir Rishoyna, and you're going to say it's an Issa Yichud there. How can it be an Issa Yichud? Just because the wife is in Avelos and the husband is in Avelos. You can't have an Issa Yichud to prevent people from violating Issa Avelos. So therefore, sure, it's a Sepik Zera. So this might shed light on the other. The Brisa puts them both together. They're just like by etc. That just like over there, it's a separate gzera. So to by pirsa ishta nida koidim birishayna, it could be that there it's also a separate gzera the rabbanon. That's not really an issi yichud. So that's the big machlokes of rishayim. How do you understand this gemara? Yep.
Why can't the first case be
Yichud? How can it be an Issa Yichud? Because of an Issa Avelus. Issa Yichud is only if there's an Issa Arayas or if there's an Issa Rebiya. But here it's not an Issa Rebiya, it's just an Issa Avelus. So you're going to have the Yichud was instilled. Whenever you're not allowed to have Tashmish, there's an Issa. A man took a neder not to have Tashmish with his wife, and he has to go to a bez, make a Torah's norm. So calls money, doesn't have a Torah's norm. It's also. Also, to have yichud, there is no such halach. Yichud is only either arayis or isurei lavim, or isurei lavim. But you don't have stam. Whenever there's an issa bia, you don't have that there's an issa yichud. So the first case for sure has to be a separate zayin. So this could indicate that the second case is also just a separate issa. That's what motivated the rabbi to develop his shita. Yeah. Yeah, we said there's a machlekes Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua on the bottom of Amud Beis. When does the shiva begin? When is the malos, the kiyam ha-mitzvah of Avelos? You have by Nazir also like that. A Nazir is mekabel Nazirus, let's say, for 100 days. And then he's nitma lemeis in the middle. So it says in the Chumash, Hayamim harishanim yitlu, and he has to have hazor shlish shvi. And he has to... He has to start all over again. The Kiyam HaMalos. So what about until he has the Hazor Shlishi Shvi? It takes him a week till he becomes Tohar, till he shakes off the Tumas Meis. Until he becomes Tohar, he's allowed to drink wine, he's allowed to take a haircut. No, he's not allowed to drink wine. He has all the dinim, of Nazir, even though he doesn't have the Kiyam Esay. The Kiyam Esay of Naziris will be afterwards, the Kiyam HaMalos, that the observance of all of the three dinim of Tumah LaMesim and Tiglachas and Yayin, Shloshim Minim, Asurim LeNozer, Tumah Tiglachas and Yayin, the last 100 days after he gets the Hazor Shlishi Shvi and he brings the Karbanos Nozer Tameh, Ayam HaRashani Bitlo, and he starts counting all over again, that'll be the Kiyam HaNaziris. During the 7 days that he's going to have the Hazor Shlishi Shvi, he's still not allowed to drink wine. He's not allowed to take a haircut. He has the Yisurei Avel. He has the Yisurei Naziris, but he doesn't have the Kiyumei Naziris. The Kiyumei Naziris is on Malos later. So that was the Shaila. Can you have such a thing by Avelus? Can you say that by Avelus, you can have the Yisurei Avelus separated from the Kiyumei Mitzvah of Avelus? That's what Tyson says you see from our Gemara. Dvar Mishabitzina, Anoig Beregel. Anoi Beregel, even though Beregel, the day is not Oile Leminyan Shiva, because the day is labeled as the Yom Tov, he can't superimpose the Shem Yoy Mevel on top of the Yom Tov. And the same by the Chosin Khaled's there, Yantav Shalahem, Yantav Shalona, the Gemara has an expression. It's his Yantav, so he can't superimpose the Shem Yoy Mevel on top of the Yom Tov. So the observance of the Nihu Gavelis during the 7 days of Shivis Mea Mishteh will not constitute a kiyum of the mitzvah of Avelus, but still the Gemara says Ram Shabbosina Noik. He's not allowed to have Tashmish Amitah. So Tesh said to Steve and the Gemara, that just like by Nazir, you can have the Suri Naziris separated from the Kiyum HaNaziris. Kiyum HaNaziris is going to be after he becomes tohar again. Then he has to start counting all over again. Until he gets to that point, he's still not allowed to drink yayin. He has to observe all the isuri naziris, even though it's separated from the cumin naziris. So the same by avelus, so you can have isuri avelus separated from the cumin avelus. Anyway, so that was the machlokes of Lezer and Shua. Wonder, when do the shivas yimei avelus begin? And we paskin like Rabbi Shua against Rabbi Lezer. The Gemara says in the first perek in Nida that it's very rare. The Gemara lists off only four cases where we paskin like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer shamutehu, so we really paskin like Rabbi Lezer. So we paskin like Rabbi Shua that the avelus, the shiva begins after stimas hagel. Yeah, what does it mean stimas hagel? So Rashi and Rabbi Natan have a famous dispute. Rashi learns stimas hagolah means when you put the lid on the coffin, even though you haven't yet buried the mace in the ground. The golah is the lid on the coffin. And the Rabbi Natam doesn't agree. And one of his haychokas, thank you very much.
It's called that.
Thank you. So, no. One of the hachochas of the Rabbi Natan is the Gemara in the first perek in Erevin, but the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. Can a balchai, a living animal, who's serving a goel of the doifik, does it have tuma? The Gemara in Chulin learns that from the pasuk that goel of the doifik, when you bury a person, not only the mace has tuma, the goel of the doifik also has tuma. So according to Rashi, the golel is the lid on the coffin, and the doifik are the walls on the side, the four walls on the side of the coffin. The golel is the lid. So the Gemara in Erevin, the first parak, talks about using a live animal as a golel of a doifik, which Meshugan is going to bury a live animal alive. So the fact that the Gemara talks about using a live animal for golel, does it have a tumus golel of a doifik or not? Sounds like it can't be talking about the lid on the coffin. So what does it? So Rabbi Natan says, no, that it means the matzeva. It means the matzeva. So no, Vaita, who uses a live animal as a matzeva? So Rabbi Natan says, in the days of the Gemara, the common practice would be that they would finish the kvura on that day. When they would bury a person, they would finish him. And the Gemara of the kvura would be hakamas ha-matzeva. So whatever you plan to complete that day, until you complete the kvura, the Avelis, the Shiva, Semei Avelis doesn't begin. Because Manazeh, if the meaning is you don't put the Matzeva till Shloshim, you don't put the Matzeva till Yud Beis Chodesh. So the Avelis begins right away when you finish the Kvura. Some people only bury a little bit. You just need three Tvachim of Ofer on top of the mace. And then you don't need any more. Yeah, but they plan to put more. So some people, they're in a rush. So they just put three tvachim of offer on top of the mace, and then they finish it. They say, Hamachim Menach Meschem, they make the shura, then they go home, and then they let the Nochrim take care of the rest of the kvur and the Beis HaKvur. So that's not right. Whatever you plan to do today, so that's called the Gemar HaKvur. So the Avela Shiva doesn't begin till after the Gemar have the kvur. That's what it means. Steam is HaGoyl. If you plan to put them and save it today, so that's considered the Gemar HaKvur. So Rabbi Natan says sometimes he didn't have a matzeva prepared for today. The guy just died this morning. So you don't have a matzeva ready for today. So you bang a peg into the ground and you tie a cow to the peg. So you remember this is where so-and-so was buried this morning. So that either today, tomorrow, or the day after, the week after, we're not going to leave the animal starving over there. We're going to have to loosen the animal and put a regular matzeva there. We put this animal there temporarily, that it should serve as a temporary matzeva. So the Rabbi Natan claims that's the pshat in the Gemara, in the end of the first perek in Erevin. If you have a live animal serving as a girl of a doifik, would it have the tumas girl of a doifik or not? Says that must be that's the pshat. So this he considers this a tiyufta against Rashi. How can Rashi understand that? The girl of a doifik means the lid on the coffin, and the doifik are the walls around the coffin. It doesn't make sense which meshugana would use a live animal for a girl of a doifik. But then the Rabbi Natan says it's not such a tiyufte against Rashi, because that's the style of the Gemara. The Gemara wants to figure out all the dinim and all the logical possibilities, even if it's not going to come up in a million years, which meshugana will ever do that. And they give you as a mashal that the Gemara discusses taking a fetus from one animal, putting it into the rechem of another animal, and the second animal gives birth to this fetus. So does that have the din of b'chor behemah Torah if it was a b'chor of the first animal, the second animal? So Rabbi Natan says it's not going to come up in a million years, this whole story. But still, the Gemara talks about all the theoretical cases, even though it's never going to come up. Yeah, as it happens today, they do it every day. And the farms, when they give, when they're raising vlodas, so they do it all the time. They take an Uber from one behemah and they put it inside the rechem of another behemah. So that's what the Rabbi Natan said. The Gemara wants to cover all the cases so that there'll be a halacha on every single case. That's the truth of the matter. Whenever Shaila comes up today, you have new things that never existed before. So if you really learn the Gemara well, you have to look into all the Gemaras. We'll find the answer. Usually you will find a resolution to all the Shailas. If you pay attention to all the details in the Gemara, we usually skip all the details. We know that it's not in the Gemara, so we skip it. So we wouldn't skip it. We would read all the details. We'd probably find the answer to all the dinim in the Gemara.
Doesn't distinguish girl with
toifik
like Rashi does?
When
he calls the girl the
matzeva.
But what about the
toifik? Toifik is the also the two stones on either side of the matzeva that holds the matzeva up. They used to have a matzeva that consisted of three stones. Oh. One big matzeva with writing, and two stones on either side, the right and the left, to support the big stone. They're basically three parts to the matzeva. Lashani came Rashi learns that it means the coffin, the lid on the coffin. Yeah, the Avel Shiva only begins after the Gemar HaKavura. But there's a Gemara in Moedkot, and the Gemara says that people, Talmud Bavli was written in Bavel, that every so often they would take a mace to Eretz Yisrael. It would take forever, take weeks and weeks and weeks, but they would sometimes take mace from Bavel to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Some of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael were upset about that. And he quoted the Pasuk, Novi Vatavo Vatatamu Esarzi. The Poshib Shat and the Pasuk is Vatavo Vatatamu Esarzi. You come and you do Averis in Eretz Yisrael. Vatatamu does mean Tumas Meis. It means they did Averis. But some of the Amoraim said, died in Babel, so bury yourself in Babel. Don't bury yourself in Eretz Yisrael. You're bringing Gerim Tum in Eretz Yisrael. So there was such an attitude in the Talmud Yerushalmi that you shouldn't bury Mesim in Eretz Yisrael. Now it's a big business, obviously. The accepted opinion is that it is Mutter. Generally assumed that it is Mutter to bring Mesim from Chutz Lortz to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, so the Gemara says, when do they begin observing Avelis? The Gemara says, Mechid Mahadar Apayhu Mibbe Avula. When the relatives who are staying behind bid farewell to the group who are going to Eretz Yisrael to bury the Mace, they're not going to chase after them. That's it. So then they begin the Avelis right away. So over here we just said that it's only the Gemar HaKfura. According to the Rabbi Natan, Stimas HaGol means the Gemar HaKfura. Whatever you're going to finish after filling in the cavity, the grave, you're going to put the Matzeva on today, if you're going to put the Matzeva on the same day. So the Avelis Shiva does begin to left of the Gemar HaKfura. So how come over here it begins way before? So that's a big machlokes. So the Netziv, machlokes between the Netziv and his son-in-law. So the Netziv's opinion is in the Tshuvah of the Netziv, in the Meshiv Dovah. So the Netziv has a Tshuvah. Someone called me up last week about this, Shaila. So a woman was in the middle of eating supper on a Thursday night, and then they called her up from Eretz Yisrael that her brother just died. So she wants to know, can she say Baruch HaKreina? Because one is in Aninus, Misha Meis Mut Telefon, and one is in Aninus, is not allowed to do, not allowed to say any brachas, not allowed to be mekayim any mitzvahs. So the Netziv is of the opinion that the Avelis doesn't begin. If the person died in a different country, and they call me up and say the relative died, and I don't plan to go to the Kfura, so the Netziv is of the opinion that the Avelis doesn't begin until after the Kfura. Doesn't begin right away. And before the Second World War, that was the generally accepted opinion, like the Shita Sanitziv. In the Sefer Stei Chemed, the author quotes, Stei Chemed was an Eretz Yisrael Dikker. I think he was born in Hebron. He was a Sephardi, and he had a Rabbonis in somewhere in Russia. And they had Minhagim that he never heard of there. And he thought they were pulling his leg. So So he thought they were making that a karan with the rabbanim to find out whether these menhagim really exist. So he used to correspond with the Netziv and with Reb Shlomo LaVilna and the Dayan and Vilna, Reb Tzala Vilna, all the big rabbanim of the generation. And then he wrote a whole encyclopedia of this Teichem. So he has this letter from Rabbi Foyal Shapiro. Rabbi Foyal Valojana was the son-in-law of the Netziv, and that was Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik's father-in-law. Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik married the granddaughter of the Netziv, the daughter of Rabbi Foyal Shapiro. Rabbi Foyal disagreed with the Netziv. His opinion was that if they notify a person that a relative died, so the shiva begins right away, because he's not going to go to the kvura. It'll take him forever till he gets there. He's not going to go to the kvura. So the shiva begins right away. So the Netziv was of the opinion, no. If you're a metapel in the mace and you go till a certain point and then you bid them farewell and they're going to do the kvura in Eretz Yisrael or in some far off country, so then that's the gemar ha-kvura, that's the gemar ha-saskus in the mace. You are mesasik a little bit in the mace till a certain point, till you accompany the mace till the airport. And then the airplane is going to take off. So once the airplane is going to take off, I'm not going to chase after. I'm not going to take the next jet plane. So that's as far as I'm concerned. That's the Gemara Ha'isas Kushali in the Kvoros Hames. That's within its Sifel. And before the war, that was the generally accepted opinion. And after the war, the Psak shifted, the consensus shifted. And most of the Poskim held like Rav Moshe, and most others held Faker, like Rav Foyal Valojana, that... that even if they call you up and they tell you that the relative died and you're just not going to go at all, the shiva begins right away. Calls man that the person is still metapal in the kvuras hameis, then he's an einin. So if he's an einin, then the shiva doesn't begin. An einin is potam kol mitzvahs, and we assume like Taisus is osir to fulfill a mitzvah. Mishimeis muta lefonov is the name of the perik in Maseches Brachos. So in that opening mishnah, Mishimeis muta lefonov, is Rashi and Tosis. And Rashi says he's potter from doing the mitzvahs if he doesn't want to. If he's busy taking care of the kvura, so he doesn't have to do any mitzvahs. But if he wants to, he has time. Rashi says he's permitted to do mitzvahs. We follow Tosis, that is forbidden. Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi that it's forbidden for him to do mitzvahs. Pashto says that that's only midirabbonim, that din. That's not a din deraisa. Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi that it's based on a pasuk, Yom Yishatam Oisik Behem B'chaim Elohim, Yom Yishatam Oisik Behem B'meisim, that's an asmachta midirabbonim. So kol zman that the person is Oisik in the kvuras hameis, is mishameisim u'talafonav, then he's not allowed to do any mitzvahs, and nihu gavelus is one of the many mitzvahs that he's not allowed to do. He's not allowed to do averus either. Let's say before the kvura. He's not allowed to do mitzvahs, but he's not allowed to daven, he's not allowed to say brachas. He goes to the bathroom, but he doesn't say asher yotza. Has to wash until the yadayim, because he's not allowed to eat bread with that until the yadayim. But he doesn't say the brocha until the yadayim, because he's only doing it until the yadayim, in order not to violate the isur of eating bread with that until the yadayim. But he's not doing it until the yadayim to fulfill the mitzvah of the until the yadayim. So the only time you say a brocha until the yadayim is when you're fulfilling a mitzvah by doing it. Here he's not allowed to do any mitzvahs. He's just doing the Netilas Yadayim to avoid violation of the Yisr, of eating bread without the Netilas Yadayim. He's not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. Mishimei Samut Telefon, not allowed to eat treifas, not allowed to do averis, but he's not allowed to do any mitzvahs. So one of the many mitzvahs that we assume like Taisus, he's not allowed to do, he's not allowed to observe the Nihu Gav Avelus. The Shiva has to begin after the Kvur. Yeah, but over here, according to Taisus, the shiva should really begin right away, except Kozman, you're busy in the tapel and the kvuras hameis, you're not allowed to do any mitzvahs. So you're not allowed to do the aveilus. But once, if they tell him that the mace is over there, the other side of the world, and they're going to bury him soon, and they're not going to wait for you, you're not going to be metapel and the kvuras hameis at all. So you don't have a din of misha mace mu telefonam. You don't have a din that you're osir to fulfill any mitzvahs. You're not metapel and the kvura at all. So the Mela, the Avelis, begins right away. That's a generally accepted opinion today. You assume the Avelis begins right away. Yeah. Rav Soloveitchik had a Hoyroa from his father. And this Machlokes between the Netziv and Rabbi Foyal Valojana. So the Netziv was of the opinion, Avelis doesn't begin if they call someone up from another country and they tell him a relative died, he's not going to go to the funeral. So the Nitziv was of the opinion that the Avelis doesn't begin until after the Kfura. Because there was no, he wasn't metapel in the Kfura at all. He's not going to be metapel. So you have to wait till after the actual Kfura takes place. And Rabbi Fov Alojan held not so, that you begin the Shiva right away. So Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik had a Chiddush, that one can do the Hokel of both directions. He can start the Shiva on the third day. Let's say, you know, they're going to take the mace to Eretz Yisrael. Let's say they called up from Eretz Yisrael that someone died there, and the Kfura is going to be tomorrow. So according to the Nitziv, the Shiva doesn't begin until tomorrow when the Kfura takes place. But according to Rabbi Foyle, the Shiva really began today. So you can begin the Shiva tomorrow, and you can end the Shiva considering as if you would have begun today. You have a right to go halachic to Ramekel Ba'ovel in both directions, lahokel, even though it's a tarte desasri. Is there any mokah for that? That halachic to Ramekel Ba'ovel leaves even in a tarte desasri? So the mokah was the Ran on our daf quoting a Ramban. Ran quoted the Sefer Halachas Gedolos. Every so often the Halachas Gedolos has dinim that we don't accept, but out of respect for the Bahag, we don't want to violate his opinion. But over here, what he says we do accept. This we do accept. What the Bahag says, that a woman cannot be Moitzi a man with Mikra Megillah, we really don't accept that. But we have respect for the Bahag. Some of us have respect for the Bahag. So we don't want to have women read the Megillah to be Moitzi the men out of respect for the Bahag. Bahag was of the opinion when a woman benches lichts or becomes Kabbalah to Sefer Shabbos Bal Korcho. Whether she likes it or not, she can't make it tonight. The Taisus doesn't agree, we don't really agree with the Bahag, but out of respect for the Bahag, we try not to violate his opinion. This is really a big shasat chak, but to do it every single week, one's going to bench licht every week and make a tanai, she doesn't want to be Mekal Shabbos till she goes to Shul and Davin's Minche afterwards. Every single week to do it like that, so that's not right. Once in a long while, there's a big shasat chak, so we are Mekal to violate the Shita's Bahag. Usually we don't want to. Anyway, but here, this Bahag we do accept. The Bahag writes that Akoibes Mesa Beregel, let's say someone died on Chalamoid, or the first day's Pesach, or Sukkot, whatever the case happens to be, and then you don't begin the Shiva till after Yontav is over, so the Yontav Sheni Shalgoli is the last day, the eighth day of Pesach, or the ninth day, Simchas Torah, the ninth day of Sukkot, counts as the first day of Shiva, even if you're not observing anything. Counts as the first day of Shiva. So you finish the Shiva a day earlier. What is that all about? Why does it count the first day of Shiva, but you're not observing anything? So the Ramban has two interpretations. So what the Ran, Anadav quotes the Ramban, Chiddush Ramban. One interpretation is because Yantav Sheni Shel Golius is a Sfeika D'Yoma. So you go the Kula in both directions. You say maybe the eighth day Pesach and the ninth day Sukkot is Chol. It's a Sveika D'Yom, and maybe it's Chol. And therefore the Shiva began today on the eighth day of Pesach. Maybe it's Kodesh, so we're not going to observe Shiva, but we go L'Kohokel in both directions. We count the eighth day of Pesach as if it was the first day of Shiva, L'Hokel, even though we're going to go L'Hokel not to observe Avelis on that day itself. You start a day later, and you end the day earlier. So the Ramban is suggesting like that you have the right to say Alocha, a Sofer Gabelus L'Kula, even a Tarte Disaster. So that's what led Rav Moshe Soloveitchik to give such a Psak Alocha. Yeah, but even if you assume like the Nitziv, that according to the Nitziv, that the Avela doesn't begin, this woman, they called up in the middle of her, she was eating supper. So she had a Shaila whether she says a Brach Achrein at the end of the supper. So the Pashta says, even according to the Nitziv, that the Avelis doesn't begin until after the Kfura. The Kfura is going to be, he died, she was eating supper, was 7 o'clock at night, and the Kfura is going to be tomorrow morning. The person who died in Eretz Yisrael didn't live in Yerushalayim, so they're not going to be him the same night. Yerushalayim, may melinim ba'asameis. The rest of Eretz Yisrael, they melinim ba'asameis, in order to have leilin lechvodo, to have more people attend the funeral. So you want to notify people the next day that you should be able to come to the funeral. So the Nitziv would be of the opinion that the Avela Shiva doesn't begin until after the Kfura, but he doesn't say that he has a din of Ein until then. he doesn't have a din of ayin. He's not able to be metapel. The sister over here in America is not able to do anything to be metapel in the kfur. There wouldn't be any din of aninus over here. The Gemara says the aninus ends once masruhu lekatofim. Once he gave over the mace to the Chevra Kadisha, and you're no longer going to be metapel in the kfuras hameis. So that's the end of the aninus. Yeah, by us usually even masruhu lekatofim we call the Chevra Kadisha. And they take the body, and it's masruhu lekatofim, but we plan to attend the funeral. So that's the Chochmas Sodom, was a Talmud learned by the Nerdi Behuda. So he says, I heard from my Rebbe, the Nerdi Behuda, Chuvas Nerdi Behuda, like that, that even masruhu lekatofim, if you plan to attend the funeral later on, so masruhu lekatofim does not terminate the aninus. Let's say a person is going on a plane to Eretz Yisrael, and they serve him a meal. And he's the child of the Nifta. He's the son of the Nifta. And he's going to supervise the Kfur in Eretz Yisrael. So he had a din of Misha Meis Mutalafon of here in America. And then in Eretz Yisrael he plans to attend the funeral. So even the whole time in the middle, there's nothing he can do while he's on the plane. But he can prepare a hesped. Okay, he can prepare a hesped. But there's not too much more that he can do while he's on the plane. So it's really, everything is nothing you can do at that time. But still we assume, even Masruh al-Katofim, but if you plan later on to continue your Hishtatfus and the Kvuris Ameis, so that doesn't have the din of Masruh al-Katofim. But the Imam is not doing anything. They call up their relative in America, they tell her their brother died in Eretz, so there's absolutely nothing she can do. She can't lift a finger. Their relatives in Eretz are taking care of the whole Kfur. Everything is being taken care of. So the Pashta says, even in Itziv, wouldn't say that you have a din of aninus until they notify you that the gvura took place. He just said that the avelah doesn't begin until after the gvura, but he didn't say there's a din of aninus.
In case people tell her to call up some other people who might be coming to the funeral in Eretz Yisrael in order to get involved in doing that for them, does that mean she has aninus?
You mean the sister in America
sister
may
in
call
America.
Up friends and relatives
and
that's
so.
Yeah. You're also. Then she may have a din of aninus. Yeah. Yeah. She's gonna be misasik and it's by having more people attend. Okay? Today it is possible. It could be that she would have a din of aninus. That is right. Could be she would have a din of aninus. Yeah. Gemara refers to the bir rishayna after a couple gets married as bi'ilas mitzvah. What kind of an expression is that? That it's a bi'ilas mitzvah? It's a mitzvah pirah v'rivya. You have to have children. But why is the bir rishayna singled out as a bi'ilas mitzvah? So Tosis quotes the Gemara in the second parak in Sanhedrin, parak Ein Gadol, that the bir rishayna that she has with the husband solidifies their relationship with each other and they love each other more. Okay? That's the Loshon HaGemara. It could be that it's a little more than that. That's the question. Could be that the Bir Rishayna is the Gemara of the Nisuin. The Rambam's opinion is that by Chai B'Lavin, a Kohen B'Grusha, and the Yisrael B'Mamzeres is only like if Kiddush Boal. If it's only boal without kiddushin, then he's ain't a loike. If a man has an affair with an eshesish, or boal achos, boal bita, boal imo, so you can't say you need kiddush a boal. The kiddushin are not tofsin. But in Chavi Lavin, where kiddushin are tofsin, so the Rambam's opinion is, the Raivit is masagan. The Rambam, he misunderstood the Gemara kiddushin. But the Rambam understood the Gemara as saying that the only time there would be malchus by the Chavi Lavin is if kiddush a boal. He didn't mean to say that it's only an Issa de Rabbanon, that a Kohen marries a Grusha, that a Kohen lives with a Grusha and he never gave Kiddushin. It's only an Issa de Rabbanon. That's we mentioned years ago in Eretz Yisrael, over 60 years ago. They had in the newspapers that it was Shofet Kohen. There was a fellow, a Kohen, he was, I think he was on the Supreme Court, if I'm not mistaken. He had learned in yeshivas and then he was Shano Pirish. He's out to the Tavros Rosh, so he wanted to marry a Grusha, so the Rabbanut wouldn't allow him to marry Grusha. So he went to Cyprus, married the Grusha, then he came back to Eretz Yisrael. So they interviewed him. They said, "How do you marry a grusha to Nisa deraisa?" So he said, "Well, according to the Rambam, it's only a Nisa derabbanan because he was never mekadosha." So at that time, Rav Shach put out one of his volumes on the Rambam. So in his volumes on the Rambam, he has long essays. He has a Rambam, and he has a long essay explaining the Rambam sheet. At the end of this volume on Isurei Diya, he has a few short paragraphs at the end of the Sefer. And one of the short paragraphs is that, on this topic, that the Minchas Chinuch assumes, according to the Rambam, that if it wasn't Kiddush Boal by Yisrael Begrusha, by Koyim Begrusha, Yisrael Bemamzeres, it's only Boal without Kiddushin, it's only an Issa Derabbanan. So he says, with all the respect, you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, you see it's not correct. It's an Issa Deraisa, just that you're not like it because it's like Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir is awesome in a Torah, but it's not the Shir Shalom of the Issa. So apparently the Rambam's opinion is that by Chayvik Krisis, with Kiddushan and not Topsin, there it's an Issa Bia. You can't say it's an Issa Ishus because then Kiddushan Topsin. By Chayvik Lavin, with Kiddushan not Topsin, so there the Rambam holds that the Yisuri Bia is not really an Issa B'Torah's Bia. It's an Issa B'Torah's Maisa Ishus. You're not allowed to do a Maisa Ishus with the woman. So the full Maisa Ishus is if Kiddush Boal. But if it's Boal below Kiddushan, it's also a Maisa Ishus, but it's not the full. Full Maisa Ishus if Kiddush Boal. So I remember when we were discussing this din, Rab Soloveitchik raised the possibility. He said, Pashta's probably not correct. Could be that Kiddush Boal is like, according to the Rambam, only the Bir Rishayna. Could be that the Bir Rishayna after the Kiddushin is the Gemara of the Ishus. Like Tosis points out, the Gemara calls it the Bilas Mitzvah. So it could be that according to the Rambam, by all the Chayvi Lavin, that the Rambam thinks he like only Kiddush Boal, could be only Bir Rishayna. The Pashta says that it's not correct. The Pashta says that even the Bir Shnia will also be. It's only the Bia that's Derech Ishus. If it's Loi Kiddush Boal, just a Bia Shalom B'Derech Ishus, that's not the Issa Shalom. It's still an Issa Deraisa, but it's not the Issa Shalom.
The Rav was disagreeing with Rashi?
No, the Rav didn't speak about that, whether it's Deraisa Derabbanan. He just raised the possibility, maybe the Ramam Shita Kiddush Boal is only Bia Rishayna. Maybe Biashnia wouldn't be like it. Possibility. He said it's probably not correct, but it's a possibility. Rav Shach just says that Boal below Kiddushin is also an Issa Deraisa. I think he has a Hoichochim from the Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's also an Issa Deraisa, just that it's like a Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir is also an Atar. Still an Issa Deraisa, even though you're not like it. So the Rambam says if it's only Boal below Kiddushin, it says no. Just because no malchus doesn't necessarily indicate that it's only the rabban. It could be that it's takanisa deraisa. There's still no malchus, like a chatzi shir. The isa sholem, the shir sholem, is bia derech ishus. Usually there's a din that when one is in avelus, women are not permitted to wear jewelry. So here the girl is a kala, so we make all on that. So the Gemara says, we encourage her that she should wear her jewelry. What does the Gemara have? Emonim tachshitim min akala kol shloshim yom. The Gemara has also such a din, that if it's a single girl who's sitting shiva for a parent or for a brother who died something, so then you don't tell her that she shouldn't put on lipstick and she shouldn't put on jewelry. Someone may come to be menachem avel and she'll lose an opportunity of getting a good shidduch. So I think Mara says she should shouldn't dress up too fancy, but she's allowed to wear jewelry. Remember, there was a girl here in the neighborhood whose father died on the first night of Pesach. So we went over to the family to talk to them on Yontif or Pesach. So we were just running through the dinim. So the daughter was a single girl. So I told her, this is one of the dinim, that a single girl is allowed to wear jewelry and shidduch. So she said, "What do you mean? She's not going to do that. She was a good-looking girl. She got a good shidduch without that." But the Gemara is concerned about that. So in the days of the Gemara, they said she's allowed to wear jewelry, even in the middle of shiva. But normally, if it's a woman is married already, she's not a kala, she's not a single girl looking for a shidduch, then there is a din that they're not supposed to wear jewelry. Kol shloshim yom. There are three different degrees of avelus. The shiva shloshim yud beis chodesh. Yud beis chodesh is only alavi valimoy. Other relatives, you don't have yud beis chodesh. And each degree of avelus is more severe than the other ones. So in shiva, the halacha requires nivel merube. But if the person is observing the nivel merube, let's say he's not bathing, he's also berchitza the first 7 days. So he's also berchitza for 7 days. Today, if a person doesn't take a bath or a shower for 7 days, he's going to be itchy all over. Here's a go, George Washington. They took a bath once a year, once every 2 years or something. Their body smells and they throw on a little perfume. But they didn't take a bath so often. Twice a year, three times a year, shoulders or golem, they would wash. It wasn't. Yeah, but today it's so common, people bathe so much. And today, we would certainly have a heteristinus. The Mishnah says in Brachas that if the person is observing Avela Shiva by not bathing, he's in pain, he finds it painful, so that's more than the din requires. And an istinus is permitted to bathe in the middle of Shiva. Not everybody can say, I'm an istinus, only if he seems to be an istinus. But today, everybody's an istinus. Not to bathe for 7 days, everybody's an istinus. In the days of the Balei HaTesis, in the days of the Ramah, in the 1500s, they had a minig that one wouldn't bathe all of Shloshim. Today is not Shach, nobody has that minig, that you don't bathe all of Shloshim. The morning that Shiva is up, everybody takes a shower. That morning, we don't have that minig anymore, not to bathe.
Doesn't the Ramah say not to take a shower in common until
30
days?
Yeah, but we don't have that minig. Right. He quotes it from the Rav Yo. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said from his father, Zechanah Levracha, that the minig is that one doesn't bathe during the 9 days. Why is that? So by Ashkenazim, we treat the 9 days as if it's Shloshim, that's a minig, and in Shloshim, we have a minig that we don't bathe. So it's a combination of two minogim. We treat the 9 days as if it's Shloshim, and in Shloshim, one doesn't bathe. But we don't have that minig that in Shloshim, we don't bathe. So it can't be that it's more chomer than Shloshim. The Maaseh, we no longer have that minig.
Yeah, these same during the
90s,
people could even
have
hot water?
That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. He said, his father said, Aloshin, if one wants to be machmen, not to bathe, Erev Tisha B'av, after Hatzais, Mehecha Teisa. But to say you're not allowed to bathe all of the 9 days, how can it be? We bathe in the middle of Shloshim. The 9 days is like Shloshim. Can't be more chomer than Shloshim. So we put together two minhagim, we treat the 9 days like Shloshim. In Shloshim, we always used to have a minhag for centuries. You don't bathe, but we don't have that meaning anymore. Not to bathe in Shlosh. Maisa, we do bathe.
Is it possible that maybe that it was so to justify the practice why people perhaps wouldn't bathe during the 9 days, perhaps because they view if it's really like Shlosh, but the reason we don't bathe for Shlosh is because it's impractical for to go for 30 days, it's a long time. For 9 days, or maybe it's practical where people use cold water, they feel that is more practical.
Okay, could be. Okay. Well, Soloveitchik thought that you're not mechuyev. He said that years ago when the Taka didn't bathe all of Shloshim, that made sense. The minig under those circumstances made sense. They're both from the Rav Yo. The Rav Yo is the one who says that you don't bathe in Shloshim. The Rav Yo is the one who says that in the 9 days you don't bathe. So it's all from the same Rav Yo. So that's Lushitosa. You treat the 9 days like Shloshim. But he says if today we don't observe that Rav Yo, so this Rav Yo is based on the other Rav Yo. The whole thing is one. Okay. You can make a new minig. We never had that minig. That's the Pashtas. And Yud Beis Chodesh also, one of the dinim we have is that one is not allowed to take a haircut. However, Achigar Bochaveirov, if he looks awful, then he's allowed to take a haircut. What kind of a heter is that? Because in Yud Beis Chodesh, the halacha only requires Miut Tanugim. You don't go to parties, you don't go to Simchas Mereyas. So to take a haircut in order to look spiffy, that you're not allowed to do. But the guy looks awful. Not a question. He doesn't want to look fancy. He looks awful. He looks like a shaggy dog. He has such long hair. So if he looks terrible, then we assume that it's mutter. So when the avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh becomes so severe, like Shloshim, it turns into nivel. So then the halacha says it's too much. Just like if the shiva is so severe that it's the person is mitztayer from not bathing in shiva, so he's permitted to bathe. That's the heteristinus. So the same is true regarding the Yud Beis Chodesh. When the observance of the Yud Beis Chodesh of not shaving is so severe that it turns into an act of nivul, then Halacha doesn't require that he should still not take a haircut. Then the Pischei Tshuva writes a heter on his own. Pischei Tshuva usually quotes from Mark, right? Here he writes on his own. The letter in the middle of Shloshim, the Oval is not supposed to put on new clothing that was just recently laundered, or if it was pressed. So let's say the shirt that he was wearing in Shiva is filthy. The collar is black and so on. And it's all full of perspiration. It's all greasy. He wants to wear a new shirt, not because he wants to look fancy. He's embarrassed to wear the old shirt. It's filthy. So if the motivation to put on a new clean shirt is because the old shirt is dirty, he thinks that it's a double pasha, that that's permissible. Because in Shloshim, we require nivul b'miktzas. But if the observance of the Shloshim will be so severe that it'll lead to nivul merube, it'll fall into the category of Shiva already. So then it's more than Shloshim requires. So each unit of Avelus has such a din. Yud Beis Chodesh, we require Miut Tanugim. When one is observing the Miut Tanugim by not taking a haircut, and it's going to look awful, then you have a Heta, Shigar, B'chaver, he's allowed to take a haircut. And if the Shloshim, where we require to have Nivul B'miktzas, the observance of the Shloshim becomes so severe that it turns into Nivul Merube, then it's more than the Halacha requires. Then he's allowed to wear a clean shirt. And in the Shiva also, if it becomes so severe that it turns into mitztayer, so that's more than the Halacha requires. The Halacha requires nivul merubah, but it doesn't require mitztayer. That's not part of the dinim of Avelus, so then we would be mekel. So it discusses some of the details of remarrying after the wife dies.
You don't have someone else wear the shirt first?
Pischei Tshuva thinks not even necessary. He thinks it's not even necessary. If let's say the shirt is not so filthy, but he'd like to wear a nice new shirt, so then he should have someone else wear the shirt first. But if the shirt that he was wearing during Shiva is filthy, then he says he doesn't have to have someone else try it on first. It's Tam Heta Gomer. Yeah. Usually, Tashem Shamita is only Osir in the middle of Shiva. In the middle of Shloshim, Tashem Shamita is Mutter. In here, the Gemara says, if the wife died and the husband had to remarry because he has little babies and he has to have someone to take care of the little children, so then the Gemara says, Alpha Bichain, the last two narrow lines in the Tesis, Tiba Maschil, he wasn't Bolao after Shloshim was up. But it's a new din that there's an Issa Tashem Shamita and Shloshim. The answer is no. Tashem Shamita is only Osir in Shiva. But this is his wife. This is the Bir Rishayna with his wife. So that's a big simcha. Even though he was married previously and his wife passed away. But the Bir Rishayna be Ishto, that's like a bigger simcha. So that's Osir. Ad Shloshim, the left of Shloshim is up. Under normal circumstances, only this case, yes.
Not allowed. Married, he's not allowed to have the Shloshim.
Ah.
But it's a Yidden. Because according to what you said,
yeah.
It should be.
We didn't really bend anything over here. We didn't. You see, by the case of the Meis of Shulchas and Im Shulkala, we made an exception to the rule. We really didn't make any exception to the rule. So there's no reason we should make a separate gzera that it should be also to have yichud. The iser is an iser avelus here, not an iser bia. So there's no iser yichud here. Vashti says no iser yichud here. Yeah. the din is that if a boy proposes to a girl and she accepts the proposal, so then the Gemara says you have to be choshish, maybe there's dam chimud, maybe she just became a nida. What if the girl is 65 years old? She's a skena already. She's Mesalekas Domit. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that the excitement about getting engaged is so great, even as skena. You have to be concerned that maybe there's going to be dam soon. What if the girl was already married to this man? They got divorced a few years ago, and then they finally patched up, and then they're going to remarry. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, even Machzik Rushos, also, you have to have Shivin Akim. If she accepts his proposal, you have to have Shivin Akim. But the shaila is, let's say they'll have the Shivin Akim. Let's say they'll get married, and they didn't yet count the Shivin Akim. So will there be an Isser Yichud? Will there be an Isser Yichud? Yichud ishtai nida koidem bi rishayna is because he was never with her. He was married to this woman a long time. This was his first wife. He got divorced from her a few years ago. Now he's remarrying her. In such a case, there's going to be an isa yichud. Because koidem bi rishayna, he won't be able to control himself. So the Taz writes in Yeridaya, and that's if in the Shulchan Aruch it says he needs shivin akiyim. In each Shivinikim, because Tavua Lehinose bin Espaiso Tzvicha Leshiv Shivinikim, when the girl accepts his proposal, in each Shivinikim, even a skena. But to say that this would be an Issa Yichud, he thinks that that's a little too much. And even if one will disagree, that was a Shaila, and even if one will disagree with the Taz and say that there is an Issa Yichud, yeah, but over here the case was that the couple was married for the longest time. The husband is Jewish. And the wife is not Jewish, and they have a child already. They were living together for the longest time. So over here, what are you going to say? There's an Issa Yichud. Pashta says, no, it's a Yichud. Tell them they're not allowed to live together. Sure. Tell them that she's a Nida. You don't say that there's an Issa Yichud. Pashta says, this case wouldn't be considered Ishta Nida Koidem Bi Rishayim. They were living together for the longest time. Okay. We'll leave that tomorrow. We'll continue the Chazar.
Yes.
Yeah.